And good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I'm Phyllis Price, your hostess. We're starting about a minute or two behind schedule, and I apologize for that. We have a wonderful guest with us today, Miss Stephanie Stevens. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine, Phyllis. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, beautifully. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you great. Just
oh,
fine.
Oh, wonderful. This is such a pleasure. The last time we had Stephanie on, it was like the winds of the world were howling with gale force.
And they were.
Yeah, they truly were. And you couldn't hear and we couldn't hear. It was really, really bizarre. And all I can say is, thank goodness this is not it. I'm going to give a little bit of quick good news now. Beginning next week, ladies and gentlemen, Spirit Works is going to leave its current slot, and starting on Sunday, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, and that's 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and they are out of Great Britain. So I want to welcome our sister broadcasters to become our daily life, and it's going to make it easier for them to have their show. They won't have to get up at some ungodly hour like 3 in the morning to broadcast anymore. So we should welcome them, and I want you to be aware of it and tune in. They'll be right before me, and I'll come on, and I am so excited about sharing my radio time on Sundays. Now, Stephanie, Happy New Year, darling. It's so wonderful to hear your voice again. I know you have a lot to tell us and to share with us. And ladies and gentlemen, yes, please do call in, but please call in on the 877-876-5227 number. I thank you, Stephanie.
What do you want me to share?
whatever spirit moves you to say.
Well, I can tell you that I guess I should just mention my website or what
go
I
ahead,
do.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Okay.
Any contact information, that's always gratefully given.
Well, my website is www.ommaster.com. It's ommaster.com. And that would be being a master of the Om. And I am a certified research medium with a Winbridge Institute, the Veritas research program that ended in 2007 headed up under Dr. Gary Schwartz, and also the Forever Family Foundation. I'm also employed spiritual healer sending the Om by Immune Recovery Wellness. I'm employed by them in Tucson. And
how wonderful.
And I have a book. I'm going to have a book out this year. So
that's it. Oh, wonderful. Stephanie is I can tell you from personal information that she is a wonderful psychic and a wonderful human being as well. And I think
you.
Since we last spoke, I think I sent you an email. I had a cat adopt me.
Yes, you did. You did have a cat adopt you. Yes, you did. Yes, yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. And I've shared that with my listeners on the show, and I tell you, it's a revelation to share one's home with a feline of a species.
And we have 3 of them, so we know.
I know. So it's. I'm so used to dogs, and you cannot. I find relate the same way to cats as you do dogs. There's much more dignity involved in this one.
There's
independence.
Oh
okay.
Yeah. Cats come when you. Cats. Dogs come. Oh hi. And cats come. I'll get there when I think. Feel like I should get there, or you know,
yes,
get there when I feel like.
if I guess, what is it? Somebody told me there was some cute little thing on the email, something about cats,
mm-hmm.
and how many dogs does it take to screw the light? And they go through all these different species, you know, with the collie being the one. Oh, let me, and then when I do that, I'll fix the electricity as well. And then you have the Labradors. I'll get to it later.
Right.
It came to cats, and cats said, excuse me, we have servants to do that type of thing. We don't use light bulb.
I'll have to pass that on to my husband. There's one other thing, Phyllis.
Yes.
The name of the book.
Yes.
Norm, there's more here.
Please go ahead.
The name of the book is going to be Growing Up Medium.
Okay.
And it'll be available, it'll be available online, but it's my first book.
It's about your life.
Well, yeah, and it's you know, it's an exciting thing. And my dad is 90 years old. He just finished his first novel. After
really? How wonderful.
Yes.
So you're Lincoln, making it a family thing.
Yeah, it's Lincoln in the Single Eye is his book. And it's just amazing at 90 years old to have, you know, the novel out. And the other thing is that I've been working with Alex, I don't know how to pronounce his, Tarsakis or something like that. He's the host of Skeptico. And I've been working with him as a research medium doing research readings.
Okay, whatever. Which
and,
means what?
That's,
you
that's been interesting.
What does that mean? You go into trance to get information through that, or what are we talking about?
Well, as I had told Alex, you know, the Om has such a power to it that when it's switched on, when I switch that on through, how I say that, spiritual power, I don't know, that pulls in people from the other side. And what it is just a lot of people that are, they're called sitters, and they want to connect with a loved one. But these are experiments to see what, you know, the mediums can make contact with a deceased. Given descriptions and audio recordings from the sitters saying, I want to talk to Kathleen. And that what her name, and then they have, there's a bunch of descriptions, and you had to match those descriptions to that deceased, and it's not an easy thing. But spirit helps, and the last time I had done it, it came out 100% with matching the description to the deceased. So,
okay, well, that's
fabulous. Thank you, spirit. Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Sometimes that'll happen to me spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
I might be just talking to someone, or even in an elevator, it's happened, which kind of makes people look at you a little askance, shall we say. And I'll just say, you know, and it's just like a message has passed along, and it's just sort of spontaneous with me at times.
Is it
so,
exactly?
Yeah, and it just happens.
It does.
Sometimes it's like, what?
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was so, well, it's just that when I was sending the Om, doing a reading, Obama came up as a pharaoh.
Yes.
And and the reincarnation of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yes, I got that already. He is. That's
isn't
where
that, and my dad even said that. My dad even said that.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
That's exactly what I got as well, quite frankly.
Isn't
and
that,
I said
yeah,
that.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. No, it's,
my dad
me, it, said but it's the minute I saw him, I said, you know, that man is Abraham Lincoln reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
And at least I have some friends who would attest to that when I said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not after the fact and behind the bush and all that sort of stuff.
Behind the
bush. I don't ask me where these things come from. I open my mouth and words just fall out. Forgive me. I'm a little weird once in a while, and I'm getting weirder with age.
No, you looked wonderful. That picture I saw in the pink suit of you, just absolutely beautiful. Just
thank
beautiful.
You. Oh, you are so sweet. Well, this is a very banner year for me, and do you feel like switching the Om on at the moment, or you want to just continue talking for a little while, or what?
Oh, it's been on all the time, pretty much all the time we've been talking. I've been
go ahead.
Keeping on all the time.
As I've said lately, I'm lit.
Well, you know, Phyllis, it's interesting because, you know, and I can share this because I know that, you know, it's okay that, you know, you're open-minded.
Yeah.
That I don't think that, how to explain this. Not that long ago, I was sending the Om and holding a fork and it began, or a spoon and it began to bend.
Right.
And that was just a few weeks ago. And then I'm finding that it's pulling me off my feet. And you and I were talking about that. And, and my dad, you know my history. My dad, my parents have been meditating since 1958.
Right.
In SRF,
mm-hmm.
and Self-Realization Fellowship. And, you know, my dad's a professor and, you know, black and white, like his views are and everything. But he's sitting there just saying, I go, Dad, you know, this happens. And he said, well, that's partial levitation.
Yes.
And I'm thinking,
did my dad
really just say that?
Yeah.
You know, and we were up in Sedona and, my mom, dad are up there and,
how nice.
And it was just, we were helping at taking care of my mom until Spirit brought in somebody from next door to take
right.
over.
Yes.
And which was a blessing.
Yes.
But I guess, and I picture myself even saying to you, because it's been told to me, well, you know, one day it's just going to happen whether the feet are not just on the ground.
That's correct.
You believe that, Phyllis?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
There's no question about it. Yes.
I mean, I don't mean to.
No,
I mean, sometimes it's like a dream, you know.
No.
In other words, I'm going to send the ohm and my feet are going to come right off the ground.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Yes. Well, I'll just float over to see you.
Not to worry. I'm supposed to be coming over your direction to visit a friend. So when
and
I
we
do,
can
we'll
float over
together. Hey, it's a cheap way to get high. What can I tell you? And it's great because there's no hangover and no headaches. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I've
you know,
always been an easy date.
That's great. Well, I just was testing it. I don't mean to say I tested it, but I was like, wait a minute, something is
okay.
Well, I moved my own feet up and down, and
right.
I thought, okay, that's how you move your muscles. And then I
right.
stood there, and I thought, no, this is something pulling me up.
Right, that is
and I
correct.
I thought, why is, oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Then,
and you almost, the other way where is, it feels as though you're being lifted up underneath your feet. If you've ever been like a dancer, it's like something lifting up.
Yes, just on my feet, and it holds me on my toes. It holds me on my toes.
Yes. That's part of it. Yes. I've felt that too in the past.
I can almost ask you when.
Okay.
Well, when?
when I was a teenager and I was working at the neuropsychiatric division as a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And I had was very light in weight, but I was working with the people and it seemed that I had a real ability to work with those people who
mm-hmm.
have mental and emotional issues. Like
mm-hmm.
I'm working with babies now and I go home and I'm exhausted. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with babies who are born with severe problems. Okay. And when I go home I am so wiped out I sometimes just crash for 2 hours because when I love completely. I mean there's no holding back. And all I do is give these little ones absolute the love that I can give. And sometimes I look at the babies who may have physical imperfections, let me call them that, okay?
Well,
or perceived physical imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see superimposed on them the pure, perfect body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I look at them and I see their body as it is in
mm-hmm.
spirit, pure and
mm-hmm.
beautiful. Okay?
It's
no imperfections, no nothing.
Yeah,
and that is such a thrill for me because then I strive to visualize that more because in visualizing it, it helps it to come into being.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, that's my belief system, okay?
Oh, I
and I'm going to stick with it.
Oh, yeah. That's your story and you're sticking with it.
I'm sticking with it, yes. Yes, that is what I perceive of these beautiful darlings. Okay? I love these babies and there's nothing I wouldn't do for them and As I can see them in perfection and hold them and see them, I am amazed at how they grow in grace and beauty each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I miss even a day or two, it seems to me I can tell the change in the very structure of the baby's being.
Sure, I'm sure you're helping. I'm sure you're helping to heal them.
That's all right. I'm having a hard time talking to you.
My mouth is not working.
No, don't let that happen without you. You got to keep that one with you, honey. You can't send that off by itself.
No.
Anyway,
Phyllis,
go ahead.
If I can ask you, I mean, I don't normally do this. You know, if you know me, when would the lifting off for me happen, do you think? When do you think?
When do I think? I think it's been happening, and you just haven't been aware of it at times. I think you are like an inch, if that, even an infinitesimal inch off the ground, and I think it's becoming more and more common for you
mm-hmm.
because it's almost natural with you now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I would say this year and next it should be very, very much stronger, where you can see daylight.
Daylight?
Underneath
what does that
your feet.
Mean?
underneath
your feet. Oh, daylight under my feet. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Daylight, yes. I can see light now. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I could, there's something that, I don't know if you saw this on the internet. It's just so nice to trade ideas back and forth, but are you familiar with Blossom Goodchild and that thing that was supposed to happen where the aliens or the extraterrestrials were supposed to come and on October the 14th? And
I don't follow things like that much, and I don't know why. It's sort of like I don't have to. It's not important if I need to know.
I don't either. I don't want to.
I don't either.
I think she's a sincere person, but she caught all kinds of, shall we say, flack for talking to these supposed beings. And then in my Jack, my husband, the other day, he said, those aliens, the extraterrestrials, what are they going to tell us when they're coming for? They're not going to tell us that they're coming on a certain date.
Of course
you know,
not.
That's like saying Jesus is coming, you know, this particular something or other.
You'll know when they arrive. What can I tell you?
They're not going to, why would they? That made sense to me because, there's a lot of people channeling, and I'm not real keen, on what kind
of,
what kind of source, what kind of source.
There is a lot of false source, by the way. Do you know a lot of it, I'm sorry to say, is frankly a form of ego.
Yeah. Ooh, I agree with that. I can see that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a form of the ego or id. And especially when it's grandiose and brings in this and that. Now, I've seen aliens in my lifetime, and I turn around and quickly say that, and it used to be $1.25. The price has gone up lately. But and you can get a cup of coffee on that one, you know? And I'm saying, you know, what good is it to me to know that I've met them or seen them or talked to them unless there's something important to present and something to back it up? I mean, you know, there are a lot of things that happen, and you just don't mention it because it's because it just is. And I think it's not a big whoopy deal.
I think that when we were over at these people's house, and they were kind of spiritually thirsty, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and
there are people who are needy that way, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we just were sharing about 2012, and I just put the Om on, and the only thing I could see was the rising. I could see Atlantis. Right, you know, like I get to see Atlantis, and then I could see all these huge motherships, and a huge explosion of light. And I didn't, you know, all I know, and to me it was good. It was 2012, and it was good.
Yeah.
And I you know, there's all this, and so it's a great awakening that's on us. And we've been, you know, Jack and I have been watching Conversations with God like crazy. The video, the DVD or whatever.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
No, I've tried. I have tried.
Oh, you've tried.
Reading the book turns me off. Okay, I tried reading the book. It was like, don't go there, Phyllis. I'd never considered the DVD. I don't know why. For me, it's not necessary or appropriate at this time for whatever reason. Maybe I'm not ready. Who knows?
Well, not everything is for, you know, not everybody's going to resonate with something, but I think that the premise that God does talk to everybody is probably true.
Talk to everybody. We are God.
Yes, and we're all part of that.
God.
Yeah. Oh, you'd really catch fire from that one.
Yes. We are God. Mm-hmm. We are the designers of our own life and destiny.
Yeah,
we are the stage managers of the plays which are our life, and we write our script. And we write our parts.
Yeah,
and
all the
we
time.
Are part of the living, breathing essence of that which is. We are there, as Shakespeare said, life's the stage and we are the players upon it.
Exactly.
We get to write, produce, direct, costume, the whole thing.
We do, and people keep saying, well, how come I end up in this same pattern? You know, one of my clients, I won't, of course, I'm not going to mention this, but.
No, of course not. But
she's,
why? Because we're
I'm attracting married men, nothing but married men, nothing but married men. Well, you're creating it.
Yes, she is, because with a married man, you're safe.
Yeah, she's creating it.
Yes, you are. You are creating it. And that's why I changed myself.
So why even have a reading from me if she's creating it, you know, because she's not listening?
Because she doesn't trust herself, and she'd like to hear something different. She'd like to be able to, as most people, we are given power. Okay. Most people don't understand their own innate great power that exists within their own being.
Definitely.
They would rather hand it over to someone else and play the victim or say, poor me, I don't have a choice.
Or go to church and hear it from somebody else.
Yeah, or be led by the nose, I was going to say, you know?
Exactly.
The thing is, you know, once my son said something to me about my being, and poor darling, this is where he's coming from, or was at the time, you know, that anything bad that happened to him in his life was all my fault. And I said, then I can, if everything that happens in your life is bad, said then also the reverse must be true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that's not true. And I said, well, honey, it can't. I said, it's impossible for everything to be in the same direction.
Exactly.
And then I started laughing, and I said, and let me tell you without a course of hesitancy, I am handing you back your power now. It's
mm-hmm.
yours. Your life is yours to do with what you want and how do you accept it and the way you want to live it. I do not wish to have power, that much power in your life. Never mm-hmm. would want it, never ask for it, and we'll hand it right back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I meant it. And he didn't know where to go with that one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's true.
Now that's
I will not accept anybody else's power
mm-hmm.
because I have enough trouble handling my own life. Why on earth would I ever want to monkey around in yours? You know?
Exactly.
I can only mold one person at a time. And right now, the one on the potter's wheel is me. And I need to take care of who and what I am to create who and what I am. If I don't like what I see, then
mm-hmm.
I go back and say, all right, let's change the script. Let's change what's on the menu. If I don't like the menu, I go to a different restaurant.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
And that's what it is. Now, having said that, let me be contradictory and say, do you pick up anything wonderful and wild for me this year? Because I just had my birthday.
Contradictory? Why are you contradicting
you.
If you're
by asking you what you might see or might have to tell me. Any messages. I'm not going to ask for anything. Any messages that might be coming through would be lovely and accepted gratefully for the joy that they and gift that they are.
I know that, wow, Phyllis, holy moly.
Okay,
wow.
Do I run for the root cellar now or do I?
No, I can see.
Go ahead.
Just you're so bright, the light that's coming from you is so emanated with such bright white light that the principle of the DNA, you know, is changing, no doubt
right.
about that.
That I feel.
The healing gift is definitely manifesting. There's a woman coming through calling herself Sherry
uh-huh.
or Sharon or Cheryl, Sherry, but I see Sherry.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Sherry?
Don't know any Sherry.
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Let me see what that is. Phyllis, give me a second here. I can see a man with his hair sweeping back, green eyes, tall, oval face, a little bit of a mustache, very nice even teeth. My feeling is a conference of some kind.
Right.
I want to say the name Fred. The reason
okay.
I... Sherry may be possibly the daughter around this person.
Okay.
This man may be five... Well, of course, you know, when you're 5'6", anything is taller.
Listen, when you're 5'4", like me, anything else is taller.
A mushroom is taller. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
There's a let's see, 5'10". Let's say about 5'10". He looks to be maybe in his later 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
Let me see here. I can see him sitting down at the desk studying in a classroom, a literal classroom, having taken a lot of courses in this kind of thing. What else here? Phyllis.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing in the, not to change the subject, but whatever you're doing in your intestinal area is working.
Good.
Because they just show that being cleansed and something just dropping, that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
There's a woman and actually two women, one with brown hair, curly, and blue eyes, and then another one with blonde hair and kind of curly or wavy with young women in their maybe 20s or... And they have their arms around you. You can see this, you putting this on your, there's your website, and then that just, there's a huge explosion that I can hear about the website, just like it exploded.
Okay.
You're going to be traveling and sponsored in and out of Mexico, according to this. It may not be the Mexico that we think, though, not the, I don't want to say bad Mexico, but...
South of the border?
South America?
Yes.
Phyllis, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Just go ahead.
Oh,
we'll ask that person to wait for a moment. Okay, go ahead.
All right. And there's... I can see these two women, you know, two young women, they look like assistants to you.
Okay.
So they're coming. I can see them very clearly. They're not dead, I can tell you that. They're alive.
That's good. Live is
but
good.
But all this seemed to, and you're going to be, Phyllis, if you have not done this, and if you have not started it,
right,
you will be starting your book.
Okay.
Because it's been over long overdue.
Okay.
But you... won't really be writing it as much as somehow dictating it and somebody else doing that for you.
I think so.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then...
Yes.
And then... Give me a second here. Holy... Oh, that's weird. Okay. He almost taking us somewhere else here. Wow. You've got an eighth dimensional being coming through here, which makes me feel like we're trading spirit guides and going into this one. I don't mean to say trading. That sounds like trading temps, but...
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay, well, there's somebody here in front of me that looks like a flame, but they're in the form of a flame, but they're a man.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely chills all over here.
Okay.
They're holding things in place with your house, too, you know.
Yes.
They miraculously are just holding it.
Yes. That's right.
So that which, whatever, it only looked like it would happen and it didn't, and thank God, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Thank God.
Yes. Okay. I understand all that you're saying.
And so for the time being, everything is rooted there. We were talking about, do we stay in Washington, D.C.? And isn't that amazing that you're in Washington, D.C. when the inauguration is taking place? I just can't believe that.
I've been here a long time, and I've always wanted to move from here, and something kept me here.
The vibration.
I have to help hold it. All right, I would love to ask about the financial area, but if you could put that on hold, because we have a lovely person who's called in.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Hi, Phyllis. This is Maureen from Tacoma.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, great, and what a wonderful reading you just received. How beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, it's wonderful.
Of course,
Maureen.
When is that book going to come out, Phyllis?
I don't know. She's been nagging me, Stephanie.
2 years, Phyllis.
This year, huh?
Yeah, I've been snagging you for 2 years.
Yes.
Over a year.
Yes, she has. She has, Maureen, Stephanie.
What beautiful light to be able to affirm that's around you. How wonderful.
Thank you. And I want you to know that Maureen is a fabulous, fabulous tarot reader, Stephanie.
Oh, wow. That's
and
wonderful.
And she is a special lady, a very special lady. Mm-hmm. How can we serve you today, my love?
Well, you know, Stephanie, I would like to ask a similar question that Phyllis asked. If there are any messages that you might receive around me that might be important that I should know right now?
Oh, I would say.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there a constellation in Andromeda? I mean, I think there must be a moon.
Yes, there is. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How do you say that?
Andromeda.
Oh, Andromeda. Excuse me.
Andromeda. Yes. There is constellation Andromeda. Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes.
You know, it's interesting. Now, I'm just going to go into this when I don't know if you heard me talking about the ohm, but when it's on, I can't hear as well. It cuts my hearing. So, if you can hear me. That's all that counts. Let me see something here. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear the foghorn? I live right near the water, and you can hear the foghorn.
No, I thought that was.
I know. I think that we're. No, this is Maureen. I believe that what's happening here is that again we're always talking about expansion. And when I'm looking, I can see white light is swirling. It goes into a portal as I'm looking into, like, almost through a glass. You have come in. They keep, you're like of the, they're talking about the, I keep hearing Ekinkar, but at the same time,
mm-hmm.
Can anyone hear me?
Yes. They're coming
hear
through me. Loud and clear, my dear.
Okay. Give me a second here. Because the Ohm effects thing, as you know.
Oh, yes, it does. It causes vibrations.
On again. Okay. My feeling, Maureen, it's coming down generationally. The gift that you have for the tarot, you know, has come down from, like, good heavens, three generations. Because I can see a woman coming through here, brown hair, brown eyes, hairs piled on top of her head. Coming down from the 19th or something, 18th century, something like this,
uh-huh.
would mean to me mean a grandmother or aunt, grandmother, placing her hands upon your hand. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, maybe, but not totally yet. I mean, I have brown eyes, brown hair, or did have brown hair. Now I have silver brown hair.
I could be seeing your higher self placing your hands on yourself.
Well, there you go.
That's very possible. Is it familial with you, Maureen?
That I don't know. I mean, I have no experience in this earth plane of that, but...
Okay.
Past lives, though, you see?
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. So I'm going to go into why... Let's see here. I want to check out something important. Oh, boy. Now, I don't know anything about tarot. I've seen the spread and everything else, but what I got here, and this is going to be funny because this is your own thing back to you, and this I don't know what the sorcerer part means, the wizard or sorcerer card or whatever that is.
Magician.
Yes.
That would be, that's just like walking, it's like become 6 feet tall in front of me. Representing you,
mm-hmm.
From this card, Maureen, this is getting really weird. I don't know what this means, but there's a bunch of nines coming from the card. Nine, of course, is a spiritual number.
That's always been my number.
Well, there's your nines just reverberating all over the place. 9999999999, okay. I've got a black, beautiful black cat with green eyes in front of me as well. See why.
I got a tabby sleeping next to me.
Oh, there's a tabby sleeping next to you?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I hear my voice echoing. That's so funny sounding. All right. Let me see. They're making me feel, Maureen, they're making me feel almost, give me a second here. You know, these readings encompass everything, health, everything else. So I don't know what, if somebody, I'm getting like this pain in my head, which would mean somebody that either passed from a blow to the head or a brain, something with a brain tumor or
throat.
Pardon me?
You mean somebody on the other side? Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe my nephew. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a brain tumor, but he fell and hit his head.
Yeah, this is a huge sweeping thing that comes across, right, because it's blinding my eyes. All of a sudden, it's like, you know, you see stars and all that kind of thing.
But do you pick that up as somebody on the other side? Is that it? Or an experience that is to come or something?
No, just everything is all relative. You know, it's all happening all at once. And so if you look into the now or the moment, you know, 5 minutes from now is going to be now, as
mm-hmm.
you know. And but it came to me, it was coming to me. Now, you said your nephew hit his head and this kind of thing.
He
still
fell
alive.
On some rocks and died in a hiking accident.
Okay, then it's coming from the other side. Okay? Because what happens is they'll give a pain, especially if it's a head injury.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing me the numbers 1 and 2. Now, I don't know if that means 1 year or 2 years or 12, 1-2.
1-2. I don't know what that would mean, really. It's been many, many, many years that he passed away.
That's 12, 1-2, or 12.
Okay. He was 16, yeah.
Hold on a second here. Just give me a second here. Maureen, you know, when they're on the other side, you know, you can pray for them. The spiritual cords do not end, and you can always get their assistance. And, in other words, you know, that they can manifest their power to you and empower you and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get he makes me, I smell daisies.
That's my mom.
Okay.
And that's
and what
also
does that mean?
Me. I love daisies.
And what does that mean? What does the daisy thing mean to you? Your mom's name is Daisy, or the daisy thing?
No, she just loved daisies, and mm-hmm. I have, and she's passed that love on to me, and I have daisies in my yard.
Mm-hmm. They're a lovely flower, aren't they?
There's so many of
them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But some part of me almost made me feel like, okay, Maureen's here, but then all of a sudden it's like I felt like I was swept up into some kind of I'm feeling like through you. In other words, like empathing through you. In other words, like what you would experience as if it were my own body. And it almost felt like a near death thing. It almost made me feel like, you know, you almost left here, and then, you know, when somebody almost dies, passes, and then you're pulled back.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense to you?
In some way. I mean, I had a spiritual experience maybe 10 years ago. I wouldn't call it NDE, but I would call it a woo woo.
is this what you do when you go to a mechanic and said, my car is making, can you fix it?
Body mechanics. You got that extra pound there.
And then there's, Maureen, they're showing me something about the alignment of the hip. That would be the left hip. Or no, wait, hold on a second. Now you have the left hip, and when a person walks and they're kind of like out of a kilter,
mm-hmm.
and then the hip is higher than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you?
Could be.
You see something here. Oh, Maureen, you better get ready here. A completely blanked. When I went to your house, you know, like just first of all, your house smells like a giant cookie, and I have no idea why. But the same.
She loves to cook.
I guess she probably makes great cookies. But, you know, I went to your house and I could see nothing but white light, but at the same time, that interprets to me, how long is a person going to be living in that house? How long are they going to be there? You were not there. You were like, there was no part of you there.
In my house right now, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, you're there now, of course, but I mean later on.
I won't be here.
That's not what it's what it looks like.
Move, in other words, not
mm-hmm.
passing.
No. Moving.
Moving on, I mean.
Yes.
Moving,
yes. So
and I
think
can
that
I ask
that
a
is,
question about that?
Sure.
So would it not be a good investment at this time to think about some remodeling ideas of my house? I'm kind of waiting on that because my daughter's just about ready to go to college.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to jump into that if I don't know what the next step is, you know.
so funny because I'm sitting here smelling the red dirt of Georgia. Isn't that funny? Let me see something here.
Red dirt of Georgia.
Georgia, that's an interesting concept because dirts do have different scents. I know that. they do. They really do. You go into one area and, boy, you can tell where you are just by the smell of the earth. At least I can.
I mean, I've been to Atlanta. I've done...
Well, one of the things I didn't mention, besides the Om, is it's a yogic power also, is that I've been able to smell everything from pregnancy to cancer to wet dogs to everything. Everything.
Yeah.
So I can...
Red dirt of Georgia. Wow.
Yeah, that's a special...
But is that like an outside smell then, of course? I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's also very good growing soil.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. Georgia is very...
Didn't know that.
Good. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something in that image about I don't know what you call them.
Okay, let me check with the Oman to see what's going on with the. Okay, now hold on a second here. And we can check the rebuilding or the. You have some really powerful. I'm sure you know you have some very powerful spirit guides.
Yes.
And my feeling coming from the yikes. One of them comes through here is the name Anne. Interesting. Or the Anne name of Anne. Just like in taking
Green
over
Gable.
Me. Yeah. No.
And she's on the other side because I have a friend that's here that's named Anne.
No, this is Anne.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't have to be your spirit guide. This if your friend Anne is playing any kind of part like that. Let me put it this way. When I go to your house or go to there, this giant hand sweeps away any kind of remodeling that you're doing. So they keep sweeping it away like, no, no.
That's
so,
I'm feeling not yet. I'm not
right.
I'm feeling, from my own gut feeling,
yeah,
not yet, honey.
Okay.
That's
not
right.
Yet. Okay. Hold off on it. That was my first gut instinct.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's the Om life enhancement reading of whatever.
Oh. Thank you, Stephanie, for that.
Oh, you're welcome, Maureen. It was
and
so
you know
nice.
What? I picked two cards right before we began to give back to you, and one is the Ace of Wands, which is body, mind, and spirit connecting, and the Star, which is the highest card in the deck, hope, faith, and light, and beauty.
Oh,
and
thank
divine
you.
Grace. So you're working on the good plane there, girl.
Oh, thank
is.
You.
Yes.
Well, that means
is.
So much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you,
darling. What deck do you use?
Rider-Waite deck.
Oh, yeah. They're,
the
I'm familiar
one.
With that. I love that one.
Yeah, traditional.
Oh,
yeah.
Before you go, you got huge... You know, when I see a white stag, I know that the white stag is connected to Christianity, actually. I can't remember how it was, but I do... I can.
Yeah.
As we sign off, I can see the white stag here, and it's a tremendous change in forces and that kind of thing going on in your life. So it's going to be a... huge change for all of us this year, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Absolutely. There's no question about that. We're all going to have that powerful stuff happening, and you know that for yourself, Maureen.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Phyllis,
this year...
we have an incredible week there in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I'm... Yes. I'm,
we're
yes.
already all glued to the television sets out here on the West Coast.
Are you?
That's just unbelievable.
Hey, I was worried about getting in from Virginia last night at a meeting I went to out in Herndon. And they were already flashing on the signs, it's going to be closed, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, I'm having mental arguments with nobody at the point, saying, try and keep me from my house. You'll see somebody kicking butt around here. I was born and raised in this city. My family's been here for since before the Civil War. You're not going to prevent me from going anywhere. So I'm just not going to go to wherever the kids are, and I will be with the children tomorrow.
Yep, we just bring safety and security to everybody involved in that.
Oh, yes. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be beautiful.
I think the hype is worse than the actual what's going to happen, you know?
Right.
Excuse me, I don't know why I'm choking.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. I really appreciate your tips. And
well, thank you for what you said as well. That means a lot.
Oh.
I'm very honored. Like, thank you.
Oh, thank you, too. Have a great week, both of you.
Thank you,
you
darling.
Too.
Bye.
Bye. Anyway, that's fabulous.
That was
the only
fun.
Other thing anyway, the only other thing was I've been hoping that this program would begin this year. that mm-hmm. I have written up so many years ago. My feeling is that, yes, it's going to begin this year
mm-hmm.
and be funded, and that's what I'm feeling.
I think, Phyllis, I think that, I mean, look at it this way. You
yes.
know, it's never, you know,
yes.
Can you hear me okay?
It's
yes. never what we think.
Right.
We never, okay, in other words, the spirit,
yes.
spirit has the money. They
yes.
always have the money, and we always think we're, in, you know, if we think we're in lack, it, that is a, that's
our
non-existent
thought.
Word.
Yeah.
Because it can
I
come.
Feel, yes, go ahead.
You, I've seen it, I mean,
yes.
manifest before your eyes,
yes.
and it comes from nothing and nowhere. And so if it's
yes.
in the etheric, it exists.
Yes. And therefore, I'm just waiting for it to show up on the, in the bank.
yeah,
that's
well,
where it's gonna show up.
I know. Well, you know what? I didn't know if you, I remember that personal matter where that
yes.
person was brought forth and your
yes.
Your ex or something? Or?
Yes. yes.
Okay. Well, it's kind of funny. Well, I don't mean it's funny, but I can see this giant. I can see this giant searchlight. You know, like
yes.
seeking him out.
uh huh.
And then around February, it looks like February, March, I can see
yes.
something sucking the money out of his pockets.
I believe in vacuum cleaners. Lord, I believe in vacuum cleaners.
I know, but it's, you know, spirit is the funny. They're funny the way they
yes.
show things.
Yes.
Oh, and you know
yes.
what? This
what
might interest you. This might,
yes.
I think, this, I've found a lot of things that, you know, just not even really researching, but just, you know, I sit around and things come to you. And
yes.
one day I was just sitting there, and I think I had the omen, and all of a sudden,
yes.
I thought, well, this thought came, you know, when you lose something, you know, like
yes.
a necklace or a pair of glasses.
Yes.
The fairies help you find it.
Well, yes, it does. It does, and that comes out of the blue, doesn't it?
Yeah, the fairies help you find it. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. So far, I haven't lost anything like that, but I will tell you this. My feeling is things are going to change dramatically this year for many people and for the good. And that's
oh,
all
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
And
I can
hello, ladies.
We had a lovely lady call in. Hello.
Hello, Phyllis and Stephanie. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Nancy, Nancy, welcome. How may I help you? Where are you from, Nancy?
I'm from Washington State.
Okay, I'm so glad. We were getting to you, believe it or not. I heard you. I was just trying to find a deep breath. I'm so glad. What can we help you with, my love, today?
Well, I was wondering if Stephanie had any messages around me that would serve me right now.
Okay.
We'll do our absolute best. We'll do our absolute best. You know, it's, Nancy, you know, when it's spirit and everything, we just, let whatever comes through come through,
right.
And we don't try to limit whatever that is. And right in front of me, I definitely can, we definitely have a contact. They're showing me World War, you know, the guys that held the flag up, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor?
Yes.
Yes.
So we've got a military person. Military
okay.
person coming through.
Yes, go ahead.
If that resonates with you at all. You know, a general, like a four-star general or whatever, we have a military person from the other side.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, this is just what's coming through as soon as I hear your voice, not something that I expected to see or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I can see that because I can feel that same vibration. Go ahead.
Well, I need to, at the same time, Nancy, what does that mean to you without giving a bunch of information?
I'm not really sure. I have a lot of passed over family members that served in the military for a short time during that period.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's probably one just making contact.
Okay.
And that'll be the strongest one that makes contact.
Okay.
I have a man coming through here, though. It's interesting. And I don't know if I like this vibration, so I'm just going to say the name Jim, Jim. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Hmm. Let me push that person aside.
Oh, thank you.
I don't want to frustrate you. Let me.
All right.
Let me go in.
Go ahead.
Nancy, the one thing I want to just mention is that as this is like, I don't know how to explain this, but wherever whatever's going on here, that your guides, your you know, this powers that be, spirit, and all this kind of thing, are basically, shall we say, protecting you in an area that I'm, because I can see you sitting there in this house, and then the top of the roof makes me feel like there's, you know, it's like it's swirling around. I'm just telling you what I'm looking at.
Uh-huh.
And they make me feel like there's, shall we say, maybe to the three miles or so away, not that far, there's just, shall we just say, an unsettled kind of feeling of the neighborhood. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to take you out of there here. They're going to take you out of there.
Oh.
They're also, they are. When spirits, because it's gotten to the point where it's kind of like, just say that it's a little, I smell drugs. So I think that three blocks down, three something down, give me a second here. And there's been like two arrests, just last week, I think it was. Just a few days ago, actually. Hold on a second. I'm just checking here. They're making me feel like you're going to be actually... They're moving... what is this? There's like a bunch of apple trees. There's an area there that's more rural. There's apple trees. There, I can smell the apples. There's a more of a... When it comes down to summer, and I know that you want to, and I feel it from your being, actually, you yourself are protected. What I can see around you, Nancy, is tremendous light, which is the angels surrounding. They're just everywhere. They're like all around in a circle. And as I'm sending the Om to you, we're also sending protection. And so is Phyllis, I know. And, what I, can get from this, you know, when you, like you said, when you look up and you can see the sky and how unsettled it looks like a tornado.
Uh-huh.
Almost like the sky is that icky color and that kind of thing, and that's how it looked. But the protection that surrounds you is very powerful. Yet at the same time, they're making me feel like around June, July, something like that, that you have been moved to a safer place. And I'm not sure if it's near a sister or a friend that's like a sister. But there's definitely a woman here with, you know, blue eyes and blonde hair. Let me see here. What is with your throat? Your throat hurts. My throat hurts for your throat. What's that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, my stomach's really bad, but not my throat.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's your contents of your stomach coming up into your throat, though.
If I wasn't taking pills, yes.
Whoa.
You have hiatal hernia?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of stuff with my digestion.
Okay. You hold your thumb.
Pardon?
That would be the esophagus, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. But hold your thumb in a fist. Just right. Take your hand, make your hand like a fist, like you're going to hit somebody with your knuckles.
Okay.
And then stick your thumb through that so your one thumb is wrapped around the other and the four fingers are around. Just like you would put something into your fist, put your thumb into your fist, hold it a minute or two, that'll take care of it.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And then just do that whenever you feel an issue like that again. Just do it 1 minute on one side, minute on the other, that should take care of the issue for you.
Is that gin-chin?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just feeling this really sharp pain coming, traveling up through my esophagus, type thing,
right,
for
and
you.
That's it.
And so, you know, and I don't like that. That's an awful, icky,
feeling. Yes.
Awful. So we're going to, I'm going to send the Om here, too, for healing. Thank you.
Good.
It's on right now. It's been on. Okay. And right around the shoulders, Nancy, right around the shoulders, the collarbone, the shoulder area, right around the top of the neck.
Yep.
That brown energy going on, that's the health.
I've been suffering for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You what?
I've been suffering in pain for 3 days with that.
We'll see if we can remove that. I'm sending the Om to that right now. There we go.
Whew.
Okay. And then on top of that, we don't have dead air time, remember. The toes
come up here.
The toes. I'd be concerned. The toes. Almost like, here's the toes, they're cold or something like this. But I can see, the circulation with the toes or pain. And
lack of circulation. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, let me put it. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. It's all right. You're the guest.
Well, I just wondered who Debbie is to you, Nancy.
There's a staff person at work by the name of Deb.
Deb, okay.
But I don't know of anybody close to me with that name, unless it's my half-sister, and I don't know what her name is.
Hmm.
I've been trying to locate her because I know what she looks like. I just don't know her name to go forward and find her.
Okay, well, you know what? Let me try something here for a second and see if we can... Well, the area of the map shows California.
Oh.
Let me see what this is here. Specifically, San Francisco.
Oh.
Don't ask me why, but that's what it shows up here. Reminds me of doing a crime scene investigation, but here's California, and it shows the San Francisco area, and it's showing it very clearly because they're showing the going down the hills like you do.
Okay.
I would check into and check something else here, too. Let me tell you something. I know you have an unsettled feeling about her.
Yeah.
There's definitely something very amiss, and makes me feel like she ran into some very strong financial problems.
Okay.
And at the hands of other people, I have to just feel coercion. So you may, I'm not trying to upset you or anything, but they show this over a 3-year period, too. Let's see. Part of me feels like there's mental problems. Some kind of a disability.
Yeah, I'm picking up that too.
Very, it doesn't want, part of her does not want to be contacted.
Yes, and that I'm feeling that. That's why I kind of let it go. It's just that she showed up at my father's funeral 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize who she was until it was my middle sister that said, did you notice who she looked like? And she looked just like my middle sister,
mm-hmm.
but a little bit shorter and younger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, San Francisco is very strong here.
Okay. Well, she knows where I am since it was in the obituary, so I guess if she needs
wants
to contact
to reach
me,
you, she will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
But I don't think that's in the cards for this lifetime, my dear.
Yeah.
I really don't. Just pray.
Yeah.
For her, okay?
I pray for her, yeah, that's right.
And I'm going to have to say, we're going to have to wrap up.
Well, God bless you, ladies.
Bless you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you,
much.
Nancy.
You're welcome, darling. God bless you, and thank you so much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And, Stephanie, please give your number again where people can contact you.
Okay.
And you have been a joy, as always.
No, you too, Phyllis. It's website is www.ommaster.com, ommaster.com.
Okay.
So.
And this is Phyllis Pricer. With the Higher Dimensions, you can reach me at area code 202-387-2080. And I do have the website Multiple Pathways, Inc. And you can always reach me if you want to, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again. I'd love you to come on again in the not-too-distant future, Steph. You're
all
always
right,
a joyful person, and I know you're so busy and so much is going on in your life. And we will be in touch, I know, and God bless you to you and your husband and your kitty cats.
And you too.
Thank you
so much.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.